The infrastructure decisions your next vendor won't flag, but should. Enterprise infrastructure decisions are rarely made in isolation. They are shaped by timelines, vendor proposals, internal pressure to modernize, and the urgency to deliver something that works now. But what gets optimized for speed at signing often becomes a constraint over time. Most infrastructure environments are not designed for their full life cycle. They are designed to get deployed, integrated, and operational. The result is a growing gap between what the business needs long term and what the architecture and contracts actually allow. That gap shows up in three places leaders cannot afford to overlook: energy exposure, vendor lock-in, and ESG accountability. The hidden cost layer: energy is not fixed. Infrastructure decisions quietly lock in energy assumptions that can last years. Workload placement, data center selection, hardware efficiency, and cooling models all influence long-term energy consumption. These variables are rarely surfaced during vendor conversations. Cost models tend to focus on short-term pricing, not ongoing energy exposure. That becomes a problem as energy prices fluctuate across regions. Capacity constraints impact availability and pricing. Sustainability targets require closer attention to operational efficiency. What looks cost-effective today can become unpredictable tomorrow, especially at scale. The real question is not just, what does this cost now? It is, how does this architecture behave under changing energy conditions over the next 5 to 10 years?
The silent lock-in mechanisms.
Vendor lock-in rarely presents itself as a single decision. It is embedded across architecture, contracts, and data design. It shows up in proprietary services that are difficult to replicate elsewhere, data gravity that makes movement costly and disruptive, contract structures that limit flexibility or pricing leverage, integration patterns tightly coupled to a single ecosystem.
None of these are inherently wrong, but without intentional design, they compound.
The risk is not just technical, it is commercial. Organizations lose the ability to
renegotiate from a position of strength,
shift workloads as pricing or strategy changes,
adapt architecture without major reinvestment. By the time these constraints are visible, they are already expensive to unwind.
The ESG trapdoor.
Sustainability reporting is moving from aspirational to accountable.
Boards, regulators, and customers increasingly expect clear, auditable data on environmental impact. Infrastructure decisions often create blind spots that are difficult to correct later. Common gaps include
limited visibility into provider-level emissions data,
misalignment between workload design and reporting requirements, inconsistent metrics across hybrid or multi-cloud environments.
The challenge is not just collecting data. It is ensuring the infrastructure was designed in a way that makes accurate reporting possible in the first place.
Once systems are in place, retrofitting for transparency is far more complex than designing for it up front. The questions to ask before signing. Before committing to any infrastructure investment, leaders should push beyond surface-level assurances and ask, how does this architecture scale operationally and financially under changing energy conditions? What specific elements of this design create dependency on a single vendor, and how reversible are they?
What would it take, technically and contractually, to move or rebalance workloads in 3 years?
How does this solution support verifiable ESG reporting across its full life cycle? Where are the hidden constraints in pricing models, data movement, or integration design that could limit future flexibility?
These are not theoretical concerns. They directly shape cost, agility, and risk over the lifespan of the environment.
Designing beyond deployment. The most effective infrastructure strategies do not optimize for deployment alone. They optimize for optionality.
That means aligning architecture, commercial structure, and operational visibility from the start. It requires looking across disciplines that are often treated separately: engineering, procurement, and governance.
This is where many organizations face a gap. Vendors are incentivized to close deals. Internal teams are focused on delivery. Few are positioned to challenge assumptions across the full lifecycle of the decision. Cloud Latitude operates in that intersection, helping organizations evaluate trade-offs, design for long-term flexibility, and negotiate from a position of clarity rather than constraint. Because the most important infrastructure decisions are not just about what you build, they are about what you are locking in. Where Cloud Latitude adds value. Most organizations do not lack vendors. They lack an independent layer that connects strategy, architecture, and commercial decisions into a single, coherent outcome. Cloud Latitude operates across that gap. We work with CIOs and CTOs before and during infrastructure decisions to evaluate architectural trade-offs against long-term cost, flexibility, and reporting requirements.
Identify hidden constraints in vendor proposals, contracts, and service models.
Design environments that preserve optionality across cloud, colocation, and hybrid strategies. Support commercial negotiations with a clear view of both technical and financial implications. Clients commonly see double-digit percentage cost reduction by addressing inefficiencies and misalignment that are often missed during initial vendor engagement. The goal is not just to deploy infrastructure that works. It is to ensure the decisions behind it continue to work as conditions change. Because the difference between a good infrastructure decision and a costly one is often invisible at the moment you sign.